The lease is really not a lease. It's not a landlord-tenant document. Forget about landlord-tenant law for the most part. It's a conveyance like a deed, but it's also a contract and certainly much more of a deed than a lease, because it's giving the right to use land and to actually exploit the oil and gas from the land. A standard landlord-tenant arrangement wouldn't give a true lessee or a true tenant that right. The duration of the lease is potentially indefinite because of the way the Habendum Clause is written. And the lessor and the lessee share benefits, but the lessor is not supposed to share in the production costs, okay, and in the exploitation costs. Now, Laura had mentioned that the lease classifications in between Texas and other states, roughly speaking, approximately half the states probably follow the idea that the mineral right is owned in place, that you can actually claim to own the oil and gas in the ground, which is the case in Texas. And from that follows the idea then that the lease, if you convey that right and you convey the oil and gas in place for the duration of the lease to another party, you've conveyed what amounts to a fee simple determinable, with the lessor retaining a possibility of reverter. Now, about roughly half the states don't follow that, okay? They follow variations of a non-ownership rule, but the most common one is that in Oklahoma, for example, you cannot say as a landowner or a fee simple owner that you own the oil and gas in the ground.